It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Inauguration Day brought a mix of people to Colorado's state capitol Wednesday, but the crowds were moderate. At a rally put on by local Black Lives Matter, activists celebrated President Biden's swearing in, but they also put the new administration on notice. Severino Martinez is an indigenous activist from Pueblo.
We want our voices to be heard after, I mean, since 1492, bro, we have been the bottom of the bottom. But this is our land that we want recognition, you know. We want freedom, just like everybody else.
Earlier in the day, a smaller gathering of self-identified anti-fascists also marched to the Capitol. They burned flags and chanted slogans opposed to both Trump and Biden. Teacher salaries in Colorado continue to fall below the national average. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
When adjusted for inflation, new federal data show the average teacher salary in the state dropped almost $1,500 from 2013 to 2018. The average salary was $55,000. That's a decrease of about 2.5%. Tracy Rainey is with the nonprofit Colorado School Finance Project, which compiled the data. She points to two factors. First, years of state budget shortfalls, and now the pandemic has made things worse, leaving districts without money for salary increases.
Many districts this past year had to put furloughs back in. They had to cut back on staff.
Colorado's average teacher salary is also more than $8,000 below the national average. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado will get $2.4 million in CARES Act money to support its tourism industry. The state's tourism office says it will use the money for projects aimed at driving a faster recovery for the industry, which has been heavily affected by the pandemic. Similar federal grants have also gone to Florida, South Carolina, and Louisiana. Colorado weather is mostly sunny, but with some snow in the mountains today and into the weekend. This is CPR News.